Hi, I'm Mandy Jordan from SIU Press. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort. Last week, we explored 2025's Evolving Constitutional Rights, the Roberts Court and Criminal Justice by Christopher E. Smith, Michael A. McCall, and Madhavi M. McCall. This week, we're beginning a dive into some of the incredible books the press is spotlighting this February for Black History Month, a few of which are part of our Crab Orchard series in poetry. Persons Unknown, Jake Adam York's stunning continuation to the poetry collection A Murmuration of Starlings, dedicated to those who lost their lives during the Civil Rights Movement, presents another set of searing portraits of these martyrs, men whose murders haunt America's history. These elegiac and documentary poems seek justice and understanding for such sacrifices as Mac Charles Parker, lynched in Mississippi in 1959, his body disposed of in the waters of the Pearl River, Charles Eddie Moore and Henry Hezekiah Dee, abducted into the depths of the Homochito Forest, beaten and drowned in the Mississippi by the Ku Klux Klan, and Medgar Evers, dedicated activist whose assassination outside his home in 1963 sent shockwaves throughout the South. Drawing on photographs, articles, legal documents, and other cultural artifacts, York deftly weaves history and memory into a lyrical reckoning for these often overlooked victims of the struggle for civil rights. Consisting of two dynamic song cycles, Cyrus Cassell's sixth poetry volume, The Gospel According to Wild Indigo, keeps the reader on edge with a timeless and beguiling feast of language that fuses together history, memory, and family. The first cycle, rooted in the culture of the Gullah people of Charleston and the Sea Islands, celebrates the resilience of the rice and indigo working slaves and their descendants who have forged a unique Africa-inspired language and culture. Set against a Mediterranean backdrop, the second cycle explores themes of pilgrimage, love, and loss, concluding with a pair of elegies to the poet's mother and the many men lost in the juggernaut of the AIDS crisis. Throughout, Cassell's invites the reader to consider the duality of grief and love, as well as the shifting connections between past and present. In the affecting poetry debut, Into Each Room We Enter Without Knowing, Sharif Shanahan explores what it means to be fully human in our wounded and divided world. In poised yet unrelenting lyric poems, Shanahan, queer and mixed race, confronts the challenges of a complex cultural inheritance, informed by colonialism and his mother's immigration to the United States from Morocco, navigating racial constructs, sexuality, family, and the globe in search of who we are to each other, who we are to ourselves. The Paris Review writes, Shanahan never makes anything mundane or belittled by comparison. He allows space for much to be consequential. People and things, violent or kind, arrive and inflect, whether by inches or miles. In her third book of poems, Red Clay Suite, Honoré Fanon Jeffers expresses her familiarity with the actual and imaginary spaces that the American South occupies in our cultural lexicon. Her two earlier books of poetry, The Gospel of Barbecue and Outlandish Blues, use the blues poetic to explore notions of history and trauma. Now, in Red Clay Suite, Jeffers approaches the Southern landscape as utopia and dystopia, a crossroads of race, gender, and blood. These poems signal the ending movement of her crossroads blues and complete the last four bars of a blues song, resting on the final and essential note of resolution and reconciliation. In Black Americans in Mourning, Reactions to the Assassination of Abraham Lincoln, historian Leonie M. Hudson captures the profound sadness of Black Americans as they mourn the crafter of the Emancipation Proclamation and the man they thought of as their earthly Moses, father, friend, and benefactor. Hudson continues the narrative by detailing the post-war efforts of African Americans to gain citizenship and voting rights. Black Americans in Mourning includes the tributes of prominent figures such as Frederick Douglass, Martin R. Delaney, and Elizabeth Keckley, who raised their voices to honor Lincoln, as well as formal expressions of grief by institutions and organizations such as the United States Colored Troops. In a triumph of research, Hudson also features the voices of lesser-known Black people who mourned Lincoln across the country, showing that the outpouring of individual and collective grief helped set the stage for his enduring glorification. Of some 12,000 Union Civil War surgeons, only 14 were Black men. Without Concealment, Without Compromise, The Courageous Lives of Black Civil War Surgeons by Jill L. Newmark is the first ever comprehensive exploration of their lives and service. Newmark's outstanding research uncovers stories hidden for more than 150 years, illuminating the unique experiences of proud, patriotic men who fought racism and discrimination to attend medical school and serve with the U.S. military. Their efforts and actions influence societal change and forge new pathways for African Americans. Newmark presents all available information about the surgeons' early lives, influences, education, Civil War service, and post-war experiences. Many of the stories overlap, as did the lives of the men. Each man, through his service as a surgeon during the war and his lifelong activism for freedom, justice, and equality, became a catalyst of change and a symbol of an emancipated future. As the first African-American elected to the Illinois General Assembly, John W.E. Thomas was the recognized leader of the state's African-American community for nearly 20 years and laid the groundwork for the success of future Black leaders in Chicago politics. Despite his key role in the passage of Illinois' first Civil Rights Act and his commitment to improving his community against deep personal and political barriers, Thomas's life and career have long been forgotten by historians and the public alike. The fascinating full-length biography, From Slave to State Legislator, John W. E. Thomas, Illinois' First African-American Lawmaker, by David A. Jones, is the first to address the full influence of Thomas or any black politician from Illinois during the Reconstruction era, and a pioneering effort to explain the dynamics of African-American politics and divisions within the black community in post-Civil War Chicago. Jones traces Thomas's trajectory from a slave owned by a doctor's family in Alabama to a prominent attorney believed to be the wealthiest African-American man in Chicago at the time of his death in 1899. You can buy your own copies of these amazing titles from our website at siupress.com. Join us next week to hear about more of the fantastic books the press is celebrating for Black History Month. That's all we have time for today. This is Mandy Jordan from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.